Grace, can we talk about Coder Dojo tomorrow? And what you're going to do? Are you still keen to interview other kids at it? And me give you the audio boo and you go around just asking them questions? Okay, so I'll get one of the other kids to be the interviewer, okay? I know you're playing your Nintendo DS right now, but can I have 1 minute of your time? Or half a minute of your attention?
Not really.
Okay, when will
I'm trying to get up to 800 points. I'm 600.
You're on 600 trying to get 800, right. When can I have a minute of your attention? Okay, I clearly can't even have her attention in order to answer the question. So I'll tell you what is going to happen at Coder Dojo at Glanmire tomorrow. If you don't know what Coder Dojo is, Google it and find out. It's a worldwide movement to provide an experience for kids which will result in them, some kids who engage in it, having a really positive attitude, approach, mentality, fit to produce coders of the future and the digital age in which we live. Right, so that's what Coder Dojo is all about, and that probably isn't a very good spiel for it, but anyway, the key thing is that in Glanmire there's a Coder Dojo, and it meets on Saturday morning in the local community hall, and in that community hall I'm going to do my best to run a session on audio for the kids. I'm pretty confident, by the way, that there'll be a few adults in the room interested as well, but it's actually going to be run entirely and utterly for the kids. If the adults get any bonus out of it, it'll be maybe it's adults and kids learning together. Maybe that's the fairest, coolest way to refer to it as. But my mentality is, my question is, how can I run a session for about an hour on audio, which the kids will be interested in, will pay attention to, and will find useful not necessarily in an immediately utilitarian sense, but it will lodge in their imagination the potential of coding, because Audioboo as a company, and SoundCloud as a company, and Audio Bow as a company, every audio, Audacity, anything to do with sound, digitized, involves coding. So, and we know that some sound experiences are better than others. We know that visual experiences are better than others. But behind the sound experience also lies coding. Now, to me, it's a complete mystery. I don't understand the connection between coding and sound. I couldn't explain it to myself. But I know it to be the case. I have trust in people who have said to me that the way it works is that sound that you make is magically transformed through code into an experience for another person. And so I'm going to forget about all the technicalities, and I'm going to let kids hear the sound of their own voice and play with that. So I'm imagining a playful session for an hour. I keep thinking of the teachers I had when I was at school and how I must be the opposite of what they were like. So that gives me great help to have had teaching. Learning experiences with other people is a great guide, but it will be a first for me. I mean, the youngsters will be ranging from about 7 and 8 through to about 14, and I'm not used to working with people of that age, so, and it isn't an opportunity for me to prove to them that I know how to do audio. That's the key thing. It is not an opportunity for me to show off. It's an opportunity for them to do things which will titillate, amuse, captivate, intrigue, their imagination sufficiently for perhaps one person in the room to make a decision. Wow, I love this. I love this. This is what I'm going to do. I'm not just going to make creatures that bash each other over the head with, you know, machine guns and machetes and you know, atomic weapons. I'm actually going to make a sound shareable using the skills of coding. So that's it. Go to Dojo in Glenmire tomorrow. A little bit of thinking out loud. Bye-bye for now.